Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
A little secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret, about a secret little show.
Let's talk about Danny's cock.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Sarah and Vinny's Secret Show for Thursday, February 2nd, Groundhog Day, 2023. Apparently, six more. According to that stupid groundhog who never gets it right, it's six more weeks of winter.
Right.
Just fine. It's over by mid-March. What do they say about March? In like a lion, out like a lamb.
I want six more weeks of winter. I feel like
I want that.
I
honestly, this has been one of the coldest winters. We've had so many frost days. Like, my yard is just decimated. It's such a bummer.
Yeah. I mean, we all have different things that we want from our weather. I want good surf, and this winter has been a bust. Just a bust.
Oh.
Especially those stormy.
Yeah.
The storm month. You know, that whole month where it never stopped?
Uh-huh.
That was just brown, messy water in the ocean. Sucked.
Ew.
Yeah. Ugh. That's not right. Good. Anyway, forget about all that. Let's get to Danny's cock. So, you used to be in a band called Geneva.
Yeah.
You toured New England, making good money.
Yeah, like, decent money. After a while, we were making good money, but at first, we all had other jobs.
And in the band, there were two singers, mm-hmm. you and this guy named Danny.
Yeah, and we were a top 40 band,
right.
So whatever was, you know, happening on the radio, we would learn it that day. And
then go perform it.
Go perform it.
Right. So, and you guys were also close
as a band.
You and Danny were close.
I was close with all those guys,
right? But you fucked Danny a bunch of times.
No, I fucked him one time. I think only once. Yeah,
I bet not once.
No, I really do think once. And
I would do you once, and if they're still around, you not want to do you again?
Well, I didn't do them until after the band had broken up.
What?
Yeah, so we had sort of called it quits.
The band.
Yeah, the band had a drug problem. And not just the chick singer in the band. There was
everybody.
Not everybody. So the people who didn't were a little bummed.
What I've
by
heard
the unreliability of the
is coke can even turn people who aren't addict
well, like
personality
meth.
To right. It's, you know, like one you, of those things,
right.
You start taking it, you will want more no matter, so you know.
Yeah, but not everybody in the band was going there, but some of us were. So it didn't end that well, and I moved back home because I was like, I don't know what else to do, Ma. Just, you know, I didn't tell her I had a problem, but being home sort of gave me a place to not be doing that.
Did you later tell her, like, I'd been having a real bad time with coke?
Well, she certainly listened to this show, so she probably...
Oh, but so you didn't tell her, like, when you were home, after you got yourself clean a little bit, you didn't go, like, you know, to be honest with you, I was really...
Truthfully,
really sniffing all my money.
Yeah, I don't know that we ever had that convo until much later in life.
Okay.
But, you know, they knew something was up and they took me back and let me live there.
All right.
But then I had to work for my dad. But that was where I heard about the Connecticut School of Broadcast. I used to listen to this morning show, Chuck Lacquadera's The Big Mattress on BCM.
Mm-hmm.
And I had never listened to a morning show before, but I was having to be at my dad's frickin' work at 6 a.m. every morning. That's when my shift started. I think I worked 6 to 2. And, oh, God, he worked in this place where they, like, cleaned metal pieces and then painted them and...
Whatever, solid work.
It was, but it was factory work, and it sucked. It sucked. But I didn't really have a lot of options at that point, and I had, you know, moved home with my parents. And so I would listen, my little Walkman, to the morning show... the BCN morning show, and from the very beginning, you know, I'd be in my car and I would hear it, and then I'd get to work and I'd keep listening, and I would hear those Connecticut School of Broadcast, and I'm like, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be a DJ. I'm going to be like on the Big Mattress.
All right.
And so in a way, that job that I did with my dad saved me, because it sort of, I was like, oh, this seems fun.
So after Geneva ended and you moved back home, that's when you boned Danny and noticed something unique about him that we're waiting
for
you to tell us about.
There's nothing unique. It's just that we've said a million times on the first time I ever heard, don't move. an inch. Don't move a muscle.
That was him.
Yeah. I was on top and he was just like, oh, no. And like tried to hold me still. I'm like, fuck this. Boom, oh. It was over. Yeah.
Oh, why?
No.
Why would you do that?
Because it was fun.
That's mean.
That's not mean.
Get it over with.
He liked it.
Isn't it funny that there's women are concentrating to come and men are concentrating not to come.
Right.
I'm actually thinking about dead puppies and being attacked by a shark when I'm trying to have sex with my wife so I don't end it too soon. And my wife is probably thinking something totally else in order to get a climax. Like some guy that she used to bone or you know, somebody else who... You know,
sure, right.
Anybody
Ryan
but
Reynolds,
him.
Right, sure.
This guy again?
Right.
Never going to get there with that.
Some hot scene they saw.
Right.
Time.
Huh.
Yeah.
So that was it.
So that's it.
All
that's,
right.
You know.
And then what about you and John with Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go?
So I've been thinking about this after I said it because we do have these, you know, it's funny to us and it doesn't come up all the time. But for years, we have these alternate words for that and it's. I'm trying to think how it started, but I can't really remember. Because a lot of times when we're doing the dishes or cleaning up the kitchen or whatever, he'll be singing some song. And then, of course, you know, we're inserting, you know, words that are funny or just to crack each other up. And I do remember the first time that the second line came in, like we just lost it. We just laughed and laughed. So it's we say, wake me up, insert the dildo. And then so we, you know,
Red loved it.
Yeah, it's funny, right? Because that's John's style of humor, right? Uh-huh. I said, and I go, I'll be biting down on the pillow.
Oh, that then, is cute.
Yep. But so for years, that's been like a total, like he knows his line, I know my line, and we sing it to each other just whenever it comes up. And that's the whole story.
Oh, okay. That. So well, those were both very cute. Yeah, you
know, I like that song.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
It's a good one. Well, of course you like that one. I'm sure your wife's a real pillow biter.
You don't know that.
Well, he fucks her in the ass.
Well, sure, but...
It's that or scream, right?
Oh, she probably loves it. Don't make that face.
Didn't you have a dildo story that you were...
That?
I'm just going to cut it out. I mean,
I
have all the power.
Shut up. You don't cut anything out. Don't cut it out.
That's how I get back, yeah.
Well, good job getting back. I can go back and listen to the secret show, so I don't even know what's happening.
Yes, I did have one.
You had a dildo story?
I had one. Let me see if I can find it.
Right, the one that he didn't do at
Well, I thought, I think you brought it up and we said that seems like something we'd be able to actually talk about on the
What do you mean, we?
We, me and you, we'd be able to talk about it.
No, I mean, you were like, don't do that now! And I went, oh.
What did you do, read me the headline?
Yeah, hot and horny.
And then I went... Okay, I'll move it, and now I can't find it. God damn
it. I told you to drag it. You dragged it off. There it
go
is.
Go in the history.
It's behind.
No, it's not.
That's not it? Are you sure?
I'm positive.
What's the story about?
Hold dildos. On, I'll get it.
All right.
Who doesn't like talking about big fat dildos?
Well, what it's about is... here it is.
Oh, you found it. Yay. All right, here we go.
So a man in Australia was caught stealing a sex toy from an adult store. Here's the thing. I don't know if it's people feel like losers spending their money on... sex toys or
you're
if they're just embarrassed
in the sex store.
To buy them. I don't understand what the thing is about. Like I've had my own problems. I got gifted this blowjob toy and it felt great. It worked great. It felt great. And I finished with it. And I think the thing was like $200 something.
It was a very expensive unit that had been given to the morning show and you took it home and to do
and
research. Mm-hmm. You fucked the thing, and then instead of cleaning it and putting it away for another day, he chucked the thing out.
And now I regret it, but it is one of those weird things. Like,
oh, your birthday's right around the corner. Can you look into that? What was it called? The Astro Suck 5000?
No, Astro. Well, it was called the Auto Blow 2.
Auto Blow 2. Okay, I knew something like that. Auto Blow 2. Maybe they have an Auto Blow 5 by now. It's even, you know, no teeth.
Let's look at
have you ever stolen a sex toy?
No.
Have you ever used a sex toy that wasn't yours?
I don't think so.
Have you ever been with a guy who pulled out a toy at his house that wasn't yours, but you let him use it on you anyway?
I would say no. I truly do not remember that ever happening.
A man.
And I used my finger, like, for years, that was, you know, I just used fingers. My own fingers.
Right. A man in Australia was caught on surveillance camera stealing from an adult store last week. The owner says he picked up a box and saw the $142 price tag on it and put it down. Oh, it was a very big dildo. Mm.
So it wasn't that he was embarrassed to be like, hey, I'm going to buy this.
In this case,
don't try to guess what I'm going to use it for.
In this case, it was just too much money, but he grabbed the store display version that was sitting out.
Oh, the one everyone's been touching. Great.
Stuffed it in his pocket.
I'm looking at the video. Okay, so here we go. So he's looking at it. He's all, that's pretty nice.
Wow, that's big.
He's got a purse and a bun.
Yeah, he is he's a guy who has a bunch of stuff going on.
So he takes the store display
It's kind of a
model.
Man bun, I guess.
It's a full-on dildo, too, by the way. It's not. This guy sat on that as soon as he got home.
In his pocket right there, yeah. There it is. It's gone.
Yeah, he slips it in like he's got a heart on. Okay, so they saw
him. He managed to get out of the store without being caught, but now police have video and are looking for him. The owner says the guy must have thought the floor model was easier to steal than the one in the box, but he adds, hygienic-wise, stealing a tester isn't really your... shouldn't really be your first choice.
Run it through the dishwasher.
But well, there's that. I've definitely seen, you know, we've talked about porn and the things that will take you out of it, and it can be when someone's being too rough, and I feel like, lighten up, bro. Jesus, you're boning her. Try and be. And I realize in some people's bedrooms, that rough stuff is what they're there for. They want
rough
it.
Rough stuff can be fun.
So it takes me out of it a little bit, but I get it. But I've also seen where someone puts a condom on the dildo they're using, and I think, oh, gross. That is like the filmmaker's toy that gets used by all of the actors.
That thing's the real star of the show.
Oh.
I've seen that in so many movies.
I mean, I know that you're there to make money, but I think if I were in, I guess, you know what? What am I saying? If I'm in porn, am I really worried about what gets inside me?
I mean, doesn't...
Yeah, I'm not.
Right, you don't.
I'm
That's
not.
That's true. Why would you spend all kinds of money on a big new set of brand new dildos and butt plugs
I'm
when you
walk
just
around
use the
with,
old ones?
Yeah. I'm not bringing my own toolbox into this place.
Right. Those things stay at home.
Anyway.
But when I have sex with people that I'm not getting paid for, which is never because I can't stand it. It's my job.
That was the story, the guy stealing the dildo.
Oh, my God.
What happened?
You recognize that dildo?
No. Oh. I have a story up that I might tell you, but there's, you know how they run video of different things?
Mm-hmm.
And they're showing two little boys in a closet, and one of them's like playing with dad's gun and flinging it. It's, oh my God. It's just, oh God. Now they just pulled it out of a drawer and pointing it. Oh,
is that a pop up or what?
It's like a pop up. Oh God. Hold on. Let me close
Yeah, go to
this.
The story.
All right.
That's not helping anybody out.
Down. That is horrible.
That is horrible.
Stormy Daniels.
Yeah.
She was the chick Trump fucked, and she was, he paid her, what, $125,000 to not talk about it?
Shut the F up.
Shut the fuck up, right.
And then she didn't.
And then she didn't, right.
And then she went around to every show she could possibly sit down on.
Talked about how fucked up his dick was.
And how she didn't do him, but... And then goes on to say she did him.
Yeah. And there were all kinds of weird little things that she was throwing in there, like how she, like they were watching Shark Week or something.
Well, the weird thing about, there's a bunch of weird stuff about this, her lawyer ended up going, he's in jail.
Remember that guy? He tried to like work
Avenatti
a deal with...
Avenatti was his last name. He was
going to run for office, and then he like did some kind of, tried to do a shady blackmail deal with Nike.
Yep.
Like, you better give us all
but
this money.
But he also didn't, I don't think he gave her the money she was supposed to get.
Right.
Stormy Daniels, he ripped her off too.
And he was that guy that as soon as the limelight shone on him, because I saw him on all the talk shows, I saw him on all the news channels, he was everywhere for a minute.
Right.
And then it just...
And he's in jail now.
Where he belongs, apparently.
Right.
So I don't, this isn't about that. She's got a new show.
You mean a porn?
No.
Oh.
I mean an 8-episode series.
Oh.
So it's going to be on something called Out TV. It's an Apple TV channel and Out TV on Roku.
Okay.
So Out TV. She says she's queer. She, I, you know, so open all to the, whatever. I don't know.
The hetero
she really...
sex she had was her being an actress.
But also, you know, queer runs the gamut from, you know, I'm bi or you know, I'm whatever. It's, she doesn't even define it. She just says, well, I've always identified
as queer.
Well,
I need you to define
it. So I don't really know.
I thought queer was gay.
I think queer is just not what people consider normal. A lot of people call themselves queer.
Really?
Yeah. So yeah, let me see if I can find her thing here.
Queer is sometimes used to, let's see. I thought.
I'm just my
sure
own.
It said.
My own person.
Lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender may all identify with the word queer.
So Stormy Daniels is on this new show. It's called For the Love of Dilfs. What do you think a DILF is?
Dads I'd like to fuck?
It turns out it's dudes I'd like to fuck.
Oh.
Because these aren't dads, necessarily.
Okay.
So, but they do say daddies and himbos also, you know, could have been hilfs. So she says she's 43 years old and she's shepherding these people through their hunt for to find love and a $10,000 prize.
Oh, so she's like... Oh, she's not trying to put herself off as some kind of sex therapist.
No.
This is a game show.
Yes. It okay. sounds like just a reality series. You know what, Vinny? They are saying daddy here. Typically describes an older man who's involved with a younger man. And on the show, daddies are confident, mature, and ready to show you the ropes.
But they're gay.
Yes. Himbo is defined as an attractive man with little intelligence. So there are himbos and daddies, and she's trying to make love connections between the sets. I don't know if a daddy can do a daddy or a himbo can do a himbo, but the point is you take a dummy and hook him up with a daddy. So maybe it's dummies.
It's very convoluted. You know, her name alone, because she has fame.
Oh,
she's known.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised we haven't seen some kind of show with her, reality show or whatever, just because her name alone would bring people to the table. Whether or not she could actually host anything or has a personality to carry a show, I don't know if that's the case.
No, she knows how to read. They could hold up big cards and she...
Okay.
So in the Bachelor franchise, it's a lot like that, except there isn't just one dude who's on offer. It's daddies and himbos and then Daniels. They all live together in this mansion. She is a relationship advisor, it doesn't sound like she's a sex advisor. Well, maybe she is. I don't know. What the hell do I know? She says an epic romance is about to unfold as two groups of singles hunt for love. Were you able to find this trailer? And did it look at all interesting to you?
Oh, no, I didn't.
I just never seen her as part of any kind of...
So far, yeah, you've made... as you describe it, it sounds boring. Like she's somehow taken gay sex and made it boring.
Well,
how'd she do that?
I think just because she's in the story. As I'm looking at the production photos, it's, I don't know, 10, 12 dudes, all good looking and all in their underpants. And they're all standing in a line like we're ready to go. There's a jumpy house next to them. They're all living in this fabulous mansion.
Someone wrote in when we were talking about my brother because he's someone who is... he's not asexual. He's a guy who, you know, he likes girls.
Well, he spent thousands of dollars on a 900
line.
He knows
just
how to get himself just right.
But
likes porn.
He's not someone who's been in relationships. He wants no part of the compromise necessary to do these things. And someone wrote in and said, he sounds like a gay. Like, so I was saying, oh, he has all the toys and all the things he likes in his life. And no, he doesn't have to compromise. He said... They wrote in and said, he sounds like a gay guy without the fun of gay sex.
Oh.
And I was like, yeah, you're right. Like, that's too bad.
Yeah. Well, lots of gay guys get into relationships. He's just not a... It seems that he doesn't want the trouble of anyone telling him, you know,
anything.
What he should do.
Right.
Right.
And someone wrote in and said, you should hook him up with V. Hale. And I thought...
Oh.
The first time V. Hale's, like, feisty with him... I don't think he would take it jokingly, and I think it would be like...
Also, he's too old for her.
Done, right there. Yes, he is. You're right.
Yeah.
No, that wouldn't work.
I mean, at age 40, 15 years either direction is really not... There's still... It's an adult.
Well...
I don't know.
She's disgusted by
it. Let her do her thing. I don't...
She is. She said that. I'm disgusted by it. Like, I'm old grizzly. It makes me feel bad. I'm like, I'm old and grizzly.
I have no chance of V. Hale.
Anyway, she's doing this show. called, let me see, what's the name of it? For the love of DILFs. And if you know where to get out TV, well, there you go. There's a new
Bryn,
show
let me ask you a
way.
Question.
All right.
I know you're, you know, partnered up and you got two kids and you're not thinking about these kinds of things right now, but if you were single and V-Hale came up here for Bottle Rock, you'd fuck her, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Alex?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, she's a hottie.
There's Jane.
Fuck, I'd fuck her if she let me.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, Jane.
Did I shut that?
I just see the legs walk
by.
We'll
just ask her if she'll fuck her.
But you would, right?
She is a co-worker. We shouldn't have this. You guys, we should not have this convo.
It's hypothetical.
It's hypothetical.
Okay.
We're not single. We think she's pretty.
Pretty fuckable.
All right, read us some bad advice. Let's get to one of those. What?
Yeah, we're completely out of time. Hey, thanks for listening to the show today. I actually do have some good bad advices. I promise we'll do one tomorrow. We'll do a Friday one. I'm going to try and find one that's... I have a couple. Listen, I get it. People have heavy problems, and we do try to help with those. But I'm really trying to sprinkle those in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like a fun problem. You got a fun little problem, a little quandary that you're in? Send it right along. Bryn, B-R-Y-N, at RadioAlice.com. Have a fan fucking tabulous day, and we'll see you back here on Friday.
The end.